from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation as the doors are opened here and the Tolos are fist bumping at Comerica Backyard here in Globe Life Field as the giveaway is on. I'm already seeing Ranger fans in the building repping that World Series championship short sleeve hoodie for the first 15,000 fans. They have them in mediums and an extra large. It is Rangers and Twins right here at the ballpark. We'll catch up with Jared Sandler coming up an hour from now. He's going to join us for an Around the Bases segment, and then we'll do our usual preview of the game with Jared. We'll also have What You Drinking and What You Thinking, the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell coming up on the other side. Gavin Dawson is in Vegas. Send him well wishes on social media. Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Giafalo. We got Brian Broaddus out in Oxnard. Cowboys training camp ahead of their matchup tomorrow against the Raiders in the preseason. And then Lucius Alexander back in master control, making sure we are sounding good, clear, and we are live. It is now time to get back into some football conversation. I can't wait for Tolos to walk by so I can take the headset off and talk to them. Here's Eric Giafalo with some football's finest.
I'm taking the headset off too. Get ready.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. I'll fly solo on this mission.
You got this, bro. You can do it.
Now, Broaddus, you learned a couple of things about this week's Cowboy acquisitions. The first of which, Carl Lawson.
Yeah.
Why did Carl Lawson join the Cowboys this week and not a couple of weeks ago after Sam Williams went down?
Yeah, I ran into a couple of different people last night and asked that exact question. Why, you know, now with Lawson? And they actually said, hey, you know, we really like the guy and enough to sign him, but his price came down. And so Carl Lawson was trying to, he had an idea where he wanted to be. A couple of weeks ago, he said, hey, I'll take some visits and, you know, and then here's my price. And the Cowboys said, nah, we won't do that. And so his price has since come down, and that's what allowed them to go out and add him to this mix. So they just kind of waited Carl Lawson out, worked out for him, and here we go.
Okay, and then they also make the trade in the division with the Giants for Jordan Phillips, big, nasty 10-year vet out of Oklahoma, to hopefully shore up the interior of the defensive line, help stop that run a little bit. Now, what do we need to know about Phillips? Did they couldn't wait to get rid of him, or what's the deal?
No, this one was really more to do with they've got some young players that they really, really, really like, and some of their draft picks too are involved here as well. It was nothing that Phillips, I mean, they were totally okay with Phillips as the person. They were okay with him as a player. There was no problems there. He wasn't, malcontent or, you know, complaining about things or this, that, and the other. But, you know, or no poor play. It was just really more about this draft, this defensive tackle that they, I think his last name is Riley, that they selected. and they want to get him involved. And there's a couple other young guys that they have that's a little cheaper, and they wanted, that's what the route they wanted to go. They went a little cheaper. They went with the draft picks. But that's really kind of why they made this deal. There was nothing like, he was a bad player or a bum or was doing things that causing problems. Everything from my guys with the Giants was really kind of positive about the type of person he was.
That's good news.
That is good news. That is good news. Not good news for the Texans with their stadium, thanks to Hurricane Beryl that came through just last month.
Got some sunlight going through that thing now.
Yeah. Their NRG Stadium, it's like they got a bunch of steel, like, rods that run across the roof, and then they have this, like, sort of fabric that lays over it.
Okay.
And apparently the hurricane did some damage, poked some holes in that fabric there at the top of the dome. And so now you're getting bits of sunlight and then obviously any precipitation or whatever that comes raining down from the heavens. So, and Cal McNair says it's gonna take well into the season, the first few weeks at least of the season, before they will actually get that roof damage repaired. So I don't know. Maybe it won't just be Cowboys players at AT&T Stadium that get a weird ray of sunlight in their eyes in a big moment. Maybe it'll happen to the Texans as well.
Yeah, they actually, the Texans put out a picture where, like, for the game, where the sun would be, and it was like into the crowd, so it was
won't actually, like, impact the field.
Yeah, it was more down into the crowd. Hey, what's that roofing company that Choppy knows? Maybe they get that. You know, I hear Choppy talking
K-Post?
About, yeah, I hear them talking all the time about K-Post.
Some K-Post roofing?
How about getting them on the job? Maybe they.
Well, those are our guys. They do AT&T Stadium. You know what I'm saying? They do DFW stuff.
Yeah, but still, if they're, like, quality guys, let's go. You know, roofers are roofers. Let's get it done.
Now that is a bold take.
Roofers are roofers.
Roofers are roofers.
Let's get it done.
That's well said. You know who did not do a job well done? Of course, that was old Kenny Pickett last night.
Oh, Kenny Pickett, you don't say. You're telling me he didn't play well on a football field?
Oh,
did he throw some pickets?
Oh, Kenny Pickett.
He dropped back to pass 23 times in the first half, and he threw the ball more than 10 air yards on just 4 of those attempts. And, of course, he went 0-for on those attempts. He's one of those, like, you know, inch by inch kind of passer.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you were granted like 20 downs to get a first down, then he might be one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live, because he will get you for a half yard. I mean, every single, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
And that's what he did last night. He was, he had 11 first half completions. Those averaged 0.7 air yards per completion. 0.7 air yards. He is literally throwing the football inches at a time. And, on those 17 total dropbacks, he only took 4 sacks, Walchuk.
Only 4, and it is a game of inches. He's just taking that very, very literally.
Perhaps a little bit too seriously, the game of inches cliche.
Yeah.
And that can be the problem of quarterbacks, man. You do the cliche stuff, you do the coach speak, next thing you know, you are literally trying to...
It becomes yourself. He's the human embodiment.
You're swimming in the Pooh River. Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're swimming in the Pooh River.
Shout out to Paris.
Amen. Our offensive line expert, Big Duke 50, Duke Mannyweather.
He is a stud.
He is.
He just tweeted out randomly yesterday. He says, let's just keep in mind, in regards to Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe, he says, let's just keep in mind they're rookies. They will have some growing pains and will be tested. Just keep the same energy. They are going to be really good.
Okay.
So no matter what happens through the course of a rookie season, the ups and downs, and there will be some moments where you're going, ooh, that was a tough one. That's the nature of the beast. And offensive line expert Duke Mannyweather's like, hey, you got some real studs here.
Yeah.
So hopefully for the next decade you have your center and your left tackle. We know you got your left guard in Tyler Smith. It's a party. It's an offensive line party, and that's what we're looking for. That's what we need.
I guarantee you that Duke got some word that Guyton got broken down a little bit in that game against the Rams. With the actual physical game, but the practice. I guarantee he was on the horn talking to his guy.
We're cleaning stuff up.
About cleaning things up. That's the kind of guy Duke is. If he kind of hears some whispers that one of his guys might be struggling just a little bit, he's quick to get on the horn and kind of work things out before
I like
things,
that.
get a lot of hand. You guys are like distracted broadcasters right now.
We just Not at all.
You know, a lot of distracted
broadcasters. We just got people that are saying hello. They're waving.
It's a lot of distracted
broadcasters. It's a sea of Tolos right here. Okay,
it's awesome.
We're getting hand waving and, you know, autographs and stuff like that. Walchuk just signed something that I can't even say on radio. For
Thank
FCC
you.
Reasons.
I appreciate that. So I'm not half-assed. Thank you very much. I love you, and that's a hell of a jersey right there.
That guy's lying through his teeth. We're half-assed. Don't let him say that anything.
He's actually, like, pointing and laughing at me now, Brian.
Oh, look at the half-assed guy.
Trying to, like, hide my face. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. Broadus, we're going to send Blue Nail Roofing out to Houston to go ahead and dial up the NRG roof. They're going to get the Blue Nail treatment.
Blue Nail will figure it out.
That's really all you need, man. If you have a roof problem, it's Blue Nail Roofing will get the job done for you. How about this for a stat of the day? Now, don't ask me any questions. Broadus likes to ask questions when I only know the surface here, okay?
Well, why don't you do some – don't half-ass it, okay?
I tried.
Why don't you full-ass one for a
change? I only know the surface. I saw a stat today that I tried to confirm, but it's like one of those weird, nuanced stats that you can't just, like, look up easily. But ESPN NFL, okay, so I'm hoping that this is not a ball sacking, says for the stat of the day, Texas A&M.
Okay.
Aggie.
Yep.
Devon Achane.
Yep.
Had as many 40-yard runs for the Dolphins last year in his rookie season.
Okay.
As Reggie Bush had in his entire 11-season career.
That seems hard to believe.
I mean, it did seem like Achane's basically ripping off a 40-yard run every time he touched the football.
They were all against the Denver Broncos.
I was going to say, just in that Broncos game alone, I think he had like 4 80-yard house calls.
But maybe that's true.
But that's the thing. You can't just look up how many 40-yard runs did Reggie Bush have in his career. Like, they're not giving you that. How many did Devon Achane? I don't know. I'm just taking ESPN NFL at their word, and I'm flabbergasted at the ability of Achane to go have more 40-yard runs in his rookie year than Reggie Bush had in his entire 11-year career.
And so they did not give us the number on the stat.
No, they didn't give you the number on the stat.
That's when it's like, damn it, maybe we should just make up stats, throw it out there.
I think Sam Ponder knew the number, or Robert Griffin knew the number, and they took it with them.
Yeah, that's fair. They're like, hey, we're not giving you this information.
Yeah, we're not giving you the information. We know how many runs he had over 40 yards, but we're taking it with us.
It's proprietary to the Ponder and Griffin family.
Yeah.
How do you guys like this for football advice to the youngsters? Apparently, rapper Kodak Black stopped by a youth football team in Florida. These are like elementary school kids, and he gave them a little quick speech, you know, a little hype-up speech, a little like, hey, let's go ahead and let's
this is what you should do at a Florida Panthers game in the suite?
No, he wasn't doing that. But he did say he's going viral for this because one of the things he said in the midst of his, like, let's provide wisdom to the youth of the youthful generation, one of his quotes to the elementary school kids was, say no to drugs, they too good, y'all gonna like them and go crazy. That's the quote, that's the advice to the elementary school football players.
Can we get a t-shirt made like that?
Say no to drugs. They're too good. You're going to like them, you're going to go crazy.
Wow.
Like, I don't know if that's exactly how you want to set that up.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this thing is so wonderful. It's so magnificent. You're going to like it so much
that you just shouldn't,
shouldn't even try it.
Just don't put yourself in that position to even do it in the first place.
That's words of wisdom right there. Okay. The team that lacks the most wisdom in the National Football League is the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
all they keep doing is win now moves. Here, we'll give you a third-round pick for a guy who played 4 games last year, Matthew Judon. We'll throw $8 million at Justin Simmons. Not sure he can still play anymore, but, hey, he used to be pretty dang good. Maybe he's still got something left. We throw all the money in the world at the old, aging, never won an important game in his life, Kirk Cousins, off an Achilles injury.
Wow,
and we're big-time win now. You know, we're big-time win now.
As even they should be. We've got a bad division.
We've got a quarterback that's never won anything. We paid him a ton of money.
South.
We're trying to win now. We're spending third-round picks. We're throwing money at veteran safeties here right before the season starts. And we're drafting a quarterback in the top 10 of the draft that's not going to play a single second for us. Okay.
How do you know? You don't know. He could play.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand. The Falcons continue to amaze me with their inability.
A lot of Falcon hate.
It's like, you're simultaneously drafting in the top 10 for the future, but you're also doing the win now move stuff that just makes no sense. Like, pick a lane here. Are you win now or are you building for the future? Because there's no way the Kirk Cousins signing and the Michael Penix drafting in the top 10 can coexist and work. One of those was a bad mistake. Maybe it wasn't drafting Penix. Maybe he ends up being a monster. Maybe Kirk Cousins, you know, gets hurt or whatever or sucks and Penix comes in and has an amazing rookie year and has an amazing career. Awesome. That means your Kirk Cousins move was ridiculous. Or Kirk Cousins is great for the next 3 years and Penix doesn't see the field and now you've wasted an opportunity as a quote-unquote win-now team based on the moves that you're making right now and you didn't bring in a guy in the top 10 of the first round to help you win now. Like, it's the weirdest thing in the world, and I thank God every day I'm not a Falcons fan.
I do think the Kirk Cousins signing might have been a bad move. I'm with you on that one. I didn't mind the Michael Penix Jr. thing. If you have a franchise quarterback that you love the guy, you take him. I don't care if you just signed Kirk Cousins. I don't think Seattle Seahawks fans, half of them even remember they paid Matt Flynn a bunch of money and then drafted Russell Wilson.
So
and then
John
before
Snyder
the season
told
started,
me goes, yeah.
said, oh, we're going to start Russell Wilson, and then they go on and win a Super Bowl and play in another. So I think that's a division that is very winnable. They should be doing what they're doing. I'm with you on the paying of the Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't have done that. I don't have an issue with anything else they're doing. They're not paying Justin Simmons a ton of money. It's like they're resetting the market doing that.
If you're a win-now team, okay, and Kirk Cousins was the wrong move, okay, and Penix is the guy, fine. All the money you just gave to Kirk Cousins, you could have given to other people to help you win now. But you didn't do that. Like, one of those decisions at the quarterback spot there between Penix and Cousins is a bad decision. And it doesn't make sense to me. If you're a team that's trying, if you're like, hey, we're in the worst division in football. We want to win right now. We're going to go trade a third-round pick for a veteran edge rusher. We're going to bring in a veteran safety. Then why don't you draft a guy in the top 10 that can help you win right now? Okay? I mean, that's all I'm saying. And we don't have it great here with the Cowboys. I totally understand that. A lot of people texting that in right now. I get that. But we're just talking about the Falcons
Dude,
right
that
now.
That was
okay?
coming. Yeah.
We're just talking about the Falcons right now.
I mean, it could benefit Michael Penix Jr. to sit a couple of years. You know, that used to be the thing in the NFL. And I think some of these guys that sit, it does end up working out pretty well.
That's
the
fine.
Packers' way of doing it did seem to be good.
But Penix sitting for a couple of years is not helping you win now, as you're apparently trying
but
to do, paying all this money for veterans.
It's a quarterback. You don't pass on the quarterback if you love the quarterback. You always take a swing at the quarterback.
Okay, take one swing. You took two this offseason. Pick one.
So they paid an aging quarterback that's not going to be around probably in 3 years, and then Penix can take over and be the guy.
Okay. Just, I don't know. Pick a lane, Atlanta.
I wouldn't have paid Cousins, so I'm with you there. I wouldn't have given him the damn money, but...
Yeah, I like this argument.
I don't hate what they're doing as much as you do.
Okay. Well, that's
no
problem.
You're going to draft Bijan Robinson in your fantasy draft?
Absolutely, I will, Broadus. Yeah. I will do that.
I wonder how many Falcons you're going to have.
You're high on Jahmyr Gibbs. I know you are. I see it in your eyes.
I will also be thankful that I didn't draft Bijan Robinson last year, okay, in that same fantasy draft. All right, what do we got coming up next, Walchuk?
Well, we've got Eric Nadel, and let's do a little bit of what you drinking and what you thinking. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them,
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To the nation.
All right, it's Eric Nadel time, the Hall of Fame voice of your world champion Texas Rangers, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast live from the Comerica backyard at Globe Life Field. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Friday segment brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's expressway time as well, taking you to the top of the hour, commercial free. What you drinking, what you thinking in a few minutes, LA Live as well, 877-881-1053. And the expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. And now we welcome in the Hall of Fame voice of the Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, courtesy of Ty Lock George. Eric, happy Friday. Happy game day. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. We had an exciting game last night. Looking forward to another one tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's your mindset at this point in the season with the way the standings look and everything like that? Is it still one-track mind? How do we get this team right now to climb their way back into some postseason opportunities? Or do you start looking ahead to, hey, should we be making decisions right now that can help next year's baseball team?
You know, it's a great question, and my answer is, at this point, what I'm doing is I am taking each game one at a time in a vacuum. I'm doing a game tonight involving the best baseball players in the world, and hopefully it's going to be an exciting game. And who knows, maybe in a few weeks the Rangers will be in a position where you can say they're a contender. But for now, I'm just dealing with the game in front of me.
Well, I mean, speaking of last night, you mentioned it was a close one, and Cody Bradford, a big reason for that, and that's a member right now that can help the team, but also for the future. I think Cody Bradford is very, very exciting for Ranger fans. What stands out to you when you're watching Cody Bradford pitch?
Well, you know, we hear all the time Bruce Bochy talking about how well he prepares, and, you know, we don't really see the result of that in terms of being able to understand the pitch sequencing and everything that goes into how you address each hitter. You know, we just know that the guy goes out there, you know, without a fastball that would be considered, you know, average big league caliber, and gets people out, you know, mixing in the changeup and the curve. Last night he had problems with the curveball, got hit early in the ball game, and managed to find a way to do it. Got through six innings. The manager showed a lot of faith in him in the sixth inning with people on base, and he worked through that jam. And I thought that was really noteworthy that Bochy had so much faith in him, with him up around 100 pitches already, and he came through. And that had to be an important turning point for Cody in his career development. The Rangers finally lost a game that he pitched. Last night was the first time they lost a game where he was on the mound.
That is a shame. Hey, Eric, you know me. I always ask you these wacky kind of questions. What do you remember about August 12th, 1990?
Ooh, off the top of my head, nothing.
Longest rain delay in Major League Baseball history.
Now I can tell you all kinds
of stuff. Seven hours and 23 minutes of rain delay. And it happened 4 days ago or 3 days ago, whatever. And it to me, I was sitting there thinking, okay, Eric had to be part of this thing.
Oh, yeah. It was a Sunday afternoon. It was going to be the last game the Rangers ever played at Comiskey Park in Chicago. Uh-huh. And the White Sox were coming back to play at our place the following weekend. And they knew that if the game was rained out, they would have to play the game as part of a doubleheader in our ballpark.
Okay.
So Larry Himes, who was their general manager, refused to call the game. He kept saying there's going to be a window, there's going to be a window.
Oh,
and
wow.
The storm system just stalled. It never moved through. Meanwhile, we're at Comiskey Park, a totally outdated ballpark, in a tiny booth. It was tremendously hot and muggy that day on a Sunday afternoon. And Mark Holtz and I are just sweating up there watching TV. And I remember that better than any other day that we had a rain delay because of the length of it, and because for the first time in my life I saw the show The Simpsons.
Oh,
we were killing time on a Sunday, and the rain delay for a 1:30 game went so long that we actually saw The Simpsons. And Mark Holtz had become a big fan of it. It was the first year of the show, and he convinced me to watch it during that rain delay, and I loved it, and I've been a huge Simpsons fan ever since, and I frequently think about that day when I watch an episode of The Simpsons.
It's Eric Nadel, the Hall of Fame voice of the Texas Rangers, with us here in the G-Bag Nation, courtesy of Tylock George. Eric, I learned something about you this week when you were in Boston. Can you share with the folks here what your favorite ballpark concession item is?
Oh, yeah. At Fenway Park, they have Dell's Frozen Lemonade, which is lemonade slush that is made with fresh lemons, and there are even pieces of lemon in the slush. And when I was in college in Rhode Island, there was a Dell's truck that was on campus. And it kept me going. You know, when you needed a sugar fix, that was the way to go for Dell's Frozen Lemonade. And at Fenway Park, they've got a stand there on the main concourse. And they actually give it to you free if you're working the game and you bring your own cup. They give it to you free.
Wow. So, what a deal. Awesome.
Yeah, so you can't get better than that. And I love the stuff. It's fantastic.
You must have punished about five or six of those over the course of the series.
Well, what I did was I got a really large cup in the Ranger clubhouse.
Yeah.
The kind the guys use after the game to put two beers in.
Yeah. And there you go.
That's what I brought to the Dells guy. And he didn't flinch. He didn't bat an eye. He filled the thing up to the top.
Is Fenway still one of those parks for you every time you go? It's just maybe some chills as a baseball fan growing up. You're like, this is still one of the great stadiums in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, to me, it's the best. And, you know, I was lucky enough to go to college in New England where, you know, every radio station has a chance to get a credential to go to Fenway Park. At least back in those days we did. I was the sports director of our college radio station, so I had the press pass to go to Fenway, and I abused the hell out of that thing. I was up there a lot, and the rule was you could sit anywhere that was unoccupied, and that, you know, those particular seasons, 71 and 72, the Red Sox were not that good, and as a result, there were a lot of empty seats. And I remember sitting down by the visiting dugout and actually having a chat with Harmon Killebrew when he was standing in the on-deck circle for the Twins. So I go way back, you know, at Fenway, and I love the place. I just finished a biography of Ted Williams, you know, which brought a lot of Fenway stories to light that I was unfamiliar with. And the place is magical.
Okay, Eric, I got to ask you the question. You brought up Harmon Killebrew. That's in my wheelhouse right here. Harmon Killebrew, Rod Carew, Tony Oliva, Burt Blylevin, Kirby Puckett. Greatest twin, greatest Minnesota twin.
Well, I'm very partial to Kirby. You know, I named my dog Kirby largely because I loved his style. He played with a smile on his face. You know, he swung at everything. He played with reckless abandon. As far as who was the best of those guys, that's a different story. You've got Carew obviously was the best hitter for average. Harmon was the best hitter for power. Blylevin was the best pitcher. You know, you might want to throw Jim Cott into the conversation as well. To just pick one of them, I guess you'd have to pick Carew with all those batting titles.
Yep.
Eric, it's quitting time on a Friday. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, what I'm thinking, there's a band that I love that hasn't put out a record in, I don't know, maybe 8 years, and they put one out today. They're from Portland, Oregon. They're called Blind Pilot. They're a folk rock band. I haven't had a chance to listen to their new album yet, but they did release one song from it about a month ago, and I love it. So I'm thinking that everybody needs to check this out. It's Blind Pilot, and listen to their new album and see what you think. What I'm drinking green tea today. I've been out in Arlington since 11 o'clock this morning because we had the luncheon to honor Adrian Beltre. And so I've been caffeinating with green tea, which they tell me is better for you than coffee.
Yeah, man, green tea's the bomb, and so are you. Eric Nadel, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the game tonight. Have a great call. We'll be listening, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Eric Nadel, brought to you by Tylock George. All right, it's time for the one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or the process of catching a buzz. Right now, it's what you're drinking and what you're thinking. We're live at Globe Life Field. I just got done finishing my Nitro Cold Brew for the day.
Very nice.
That thing has kept me humming right along, and I appreciate it very much. Got some nice H2O here as well. And I'm thinking about a tweet I saw earlier in the week. I haven't been able to get it out of my head. Kelly on Twitter just asked the question, why do we pronounce the G in longevity twice? And I'll let you ponder that. Walchuk, drinking?
Well, I'm drinking water, and now I'm going to wonder about that probably for the rest of the day.
Longevity, right? You said longevity. and then you say Jevity, but
you
it's
do.
Just one G.
Not two Gs.
That G is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
That is a very heavy lifting G. I am thinking Corey Seager back in the lineup for your Rangers, and I do want to just let everybody know if you're coming out to the game tomorrow. Adrian Beltre, there is a plaque photo opportunity. Fans attending, you've got the opportunity to take photos with Adrian Beltre's plaque that will be permanently displayed in the gallery of the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. There's going to be an on-field ceremony prior to the game, first pitch at 6:05. So tomorrow, pretty special one to come out for Adrian Beltre if you're a big-time Ranger fan.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, some G's get away with doing nothing, like in lasagna. That G doesn't have to do anything. It gets to be there, be a part of all the festivities, get all the glory that lasagna gets, but it doesn't have to lift a single finger. And then you get the G in longevity, and they're washing and drying. It can be a bit ridiculous. Life's not fair. Brought us in Oxnard, California, drinking, thinking.
You know, guys, I've got the G2 Gatorade I've been drinking today. And what I'm thinking is, I love this stuff way too much, this football thing. I love practice. I'm missing right now that there's not anything going on behind me, but I just want to say I've really enjoyed my time here, and I love being around football. I love being around practice. I love the fact that I got to cover it for 105.3 The Fan and the work that I'm able to do, and I'm so excited about that, and I'm looking forward to this season, all the work that you and I, all of us are going to do with the pre- and post-game show. But gotta love being at training camp, and it's sad for me, this thing's about to end, so that part of it's going to be hard, but we get started with the season, and that I think
starts
will be
to count
really
for
good.
Real. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, it's been an honor to watch you in your natural habitat, doing the football thing, providing all the football information that we can that we could ever dream of. So you're the man, Brian Broaddus, and now into the Pym Cup we go. Lucius Alexander,
yes,
drinking,
sir.
Thinking.
Yes, sir. It's longevity, right? Am I saying this?
Well, according to the text, you would be 100% right here. And I think in reality, yes, that was when that word was sort of birthed. I think that was the intention. But I certainly say longevity. Like, I have to just own that. I do that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
Did he just check you with the correct way of saying the word?
I did not. Don't do that, Broaddus.
Him and about 15 other Tolos are texting and telling me how much of a dumbass I am.
I'm just curious because when he said it, it sounded correct.
Longevity.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you say it with confidence, you know, you can get away with a lot.
Longevity.
Sure can.
The Birria tacos, you know, that kind of, you got to say it with confidence when you say it, right?
I'm drinking half a gallon of water I've had so far.
Nice.
Thinking that the heat index here in the DFW was supposed to be like 110 this weekend, so it's going to be inside the house weekend for your boy L.A. And I'm also, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there is a little image that went viral of the men's Olympic basketball team. Depicted as like the Greek gods.
Oh,
have y'all seen that?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh, I'll send it to you.
It's fire.
Yes. I've been trying, I think it's AI, but I'm trying to see whether I can get a duplicate or something like that. I need a copy of it. I want to put that up on my wall.
Is that a t-shirt possibility with this thing, with these guys?
A t-shirt possibility probably looks good, but I want this one as like a real life painting so I can get like
a print.
I want it to look like it's official.
Yeah.
Like a referee with a whistle. I'll send it to you, Cass, man. But, yeah, it went viral. It's beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely want to see that. Definitely want to see that. All right, 877-881-1053. What you drinking? What you thinking? We start in the 2-0 with the text, drinking cold Lone Star beer, thinking my girls kept saying, welcome to the nation, and how they got to tell it to the radio guys the whole drive back to South Texas.
Yeah.
It was great meeting you as well, Josh in San Antonio. You're the man.
Yeah.
We love you, Josh.
I love you some Lone Star.
All right, Lucius, we got some callers lined up.
Yeah. Up first, my man Kenny from Quinlan. Didn't make it last week, but he's here now. Kenny, what up? Oh, that's on me, Kenny.
Oh, Kenny?
No, that's on me, Kenny. That's not on you. Here you go, Kenny.
Damn.
Okay. Ta-da. Relax.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kenny.
What up, Ken?
What's up? Today we're drinking a frozen margarita with fresh watermelon and two shots of that good old rock and roll tequila. Shout out to my G-Bag brothers on all your families.
Thank you.
Shout out to Landon and Max and my hockey-playing grandsons. And I got five things I want to go over, and I got a little joke. First of all, what am I thinking? You know, at 70 years old, I look back at all the things we did and experienced growing up in the 1950s, the 1960s, and the 1970s.
Good old days.
The first thing, number one, was public service announcements. My favorite was Smokey the Bandit. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear?
Smokey
bear?
The Bear.
Bear?
Smokey yeah. the Bear. Are you CrossFitted right now, Kenny?
Yeah, that's a hell.
I just dropped my paper. My notes.
All good, Kenny.
Using fold-up maps for directions that we bought at the gas stations and the stores. How do we survive without them?
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, number three, TV network signing off at night and playing the national anthem and the test pattern.
That's true.
Yeah, number four, the milkman making daily deliveries to your door with fresh milk. And number five, collecting S&H green stamps and top value stamps to get merchandise.
That's true.
And the joke I have for you today is, yesterday I went into an antique shop to do some looking around. Problem was, I'm so old, they tried to keep me.
Oh, no.
Kenny, you're a wild animal.
To keep me.
You're a wild, gosh dang animal, Kenny. Good stuff as always.
Thanks, Kenny.
On a Have a Laugh Friday, right? That's
yep,
the national
yeah, Have a Laugh Day.
All right, Lucius, who's next?
Let's go to Mr. Nasty time, Mr. Nasty. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What you thinking?
Currently, I'm sipping into some Don Julio pint, chasing it with a Topo Chico. And what I'm thinking is, all Rangers offseason, you guys were preaching Profar and speaking about how big his junk is.
Oh.
And here we are now, and that's exactly what we got with Profar. And here goes Cowboys offseason, and you guys are trying to sell a Travis Frederick. Wondering, we're going to get Travis Frederick? Who are we going to be flicking off at the end of the season when this guy falls flat on his face?
Wow. So you're saying he's not liking BB or any of these guys that we got. So I understand.
We'll see how it goes.
It's fine. I mean, hey, nobody's trying to sell anybody. You know, we make the evaluations and we have draft shows and, you know, commentary that we have about these guys. So it's fine. I mean, hey, it is who we see. And, you know, if you don't like the team or don't like the players or don't like our content, that's, you know, I mean, there's options there. So I'm not going to – I'd like to say this kid, this BB kid is he's an interesting player. You just got to give him some time to be ready to play, and I think he'll be just fine. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't come after my guy Cooper BB Nasty, okay?
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Walchuk,
nobody's selling anything.
Disrespectful.
Just saying what you're seeing in the kid, so that's fine. That's okay.
All right, Lucius, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to Polo. Polo and Garland. Go ahead, talk to him, Polo.
What's going on, people? Hey, I'm doing this beautiful young lady by the name of Kai. You can say hello.
Hey.
Doing her tattoo on this beautiful side. I'm about to do her tattoo. I'm doing a tattoo. There's some butterflies on. I bet she got 7 butterflies. And Deshaun Watson, I know what you did now because these masseuse, like, she's in school now to be a massage person, guys.
Uh-huh.
She's very beautiful now. I see why Deshaun Watson went down that road. But anyway. Mm-hmm. I just took a shot of Jose Cuervo. I wasn't supposed to, but don't tell my girl because she was going to give me some needles because I'm going to do her home girl tattoo.
We got
another girl tattoo here. But what I'm thinking is, y'all, just like last week, like Serena Williams, you are a beautiful sister. Like these women I'm doing, they're some beautiful women. But why come Serena Williams look like white chicks now, like Marlon Wayans now? It's just sad and messed up. Can y'all go watch some white chicks and tell Michelle like Serena Williams now? Giafalo. Broadus, I love you out there with the Cowboys in California. I know you enjoy the 80-degree weather, Lucius. The other girl said you look cute, though, because she watching you on TV with the yellow hat on. She said you look cute right now. Anyway, I told you you got a girl. But, hey, represent with that
text. Oh, don't do that.
No, what are you doing? Gav, you need to come back out here. And Kenny and Quinlan, I would love to blow one beezy with you, because I bet you would be a fool telling some stories on some green. Gotta go, y'all. Bye.
All right, Polo.
Shout out, Polo.
Great call, as always, from Polo. Lucius. Who's next?
Black and Gold B. Black and Gold, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, bro?
Uh-oh. This is breaking news here, Black and Gold. I know what you're about to say.
G-Bag Nation. I'm drinking some water, man. And, I quit drinking cold beer for a few weeks. Just until the football season starts. Then I'll be back on it.
Yeah, nice little break.
I'm definitely going to be sparking definitely sparking a fat bowl when I walk inside right now. and I'm thinking, man, it's a few weeks till the season starts, so I'm starting to get pumped now. Like, it's finally hitting me. I'll probably watch about maybe 10 or 15 minutes of this game on Sunday night against the 49ers. But that's about it, because it's preseason, man. I can't get into it. But I'm going to hope there's no injuries. Hope for the best.
Yep.
I'm just looking forward to the season. Before I go, man, I'm going to recommend a song for the Cholos. Last time I called in, I said I used to pick out, like, only three albums when I was a kid. So I'm going to recommend a song off the second album. And it's World of Fantasy by Triumph. Hey, everybody have a great weekend, fellas.
Cheers. Yeah. Thanks, Black and Gold.
Thank you, Black and Gold B.
It was awesome getting to meet, not meet, but see him for the second or third time. Black and
Gold
B.
Yeah, and the whole fam, man.
At Hurtado, meeting his lovely wife, his lovely kiddos. Fantastic time. Fan Bowl 2024 was legendary last weekend. All right, Lucius, it is LA Live time, so.
Let me get one more.
All right,
Dope Sick Dave is in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Dope Sick?
What up, Dope Sick Dave?
What's going on? I was just drinking a water right now. Two things. One, shout out to the Cowboys defense. I was 4 seconds away from cashing a $10,000 parlay. Wow. So yeah, shout out to them. The second thing is I'm really pumped. The one thing I'm pumped about this season is Dak Prescott throwing three picks or not running 2 yards to get a first down to win the game. And then Mickey coming on Mondays saying that, well, it's okay, guys. Like, we won. There's positive. It's okay if he threw three picks, like, everything's going to be okay. I'm really looking forward to that. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. Thanks, Dope Sick.
Thank
you. Your sarcasm bounces off me like ping pong balls, and I got respect for that. All right, that'll do it, I believe, for the phone calls. It is LA Live time in the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah, let's get into it, right into the great Rick James.
All right, Squares.
Squares. How late were you?
This funk up. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get high.
It's the weekend.
Weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in a hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Take heed to the weekend warning. This is LA Live for August 16th, 2024. It's a Freestyle Friday here in LA Live. Freestyle Friday means I just take whatever in the folder and try to play it all on a Friday, so I do not have to take it over with me to the next Monday. All right, LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Yes, avoid the law dogs this weekend. Please, people. Avoid the law dogs. Avoid the bookings. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Those emotions, those are the ones that get you. I promise you. I do not want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV. I do not want to see you on DFW Scanner. In other words, do not crash out like this gentleman did right here. We got a Florida man drove a semi-truck through a Tampa Bay strip club.
Oh. Good Lord.
After he was kicked out for fighting.
Oh, no.
Now, I hear it goes down at the Tampa Bay strip clubs, actually. I hear it's low-key one of the hottest. What?
Was he hauling ass?
Okay. I see what you're doing.
That's a real truck stick right there, Lucius.
Yeah, I see what you're doing. I'm not mad at you. The incident unfolded like about 4:30 in the morning in Tampa Bay's Imperior's Gentlemen Clubs. I guess. Anyway, let's go to Fox 13 Tampa for the report. Don't crash out, folks.
Police describe what they call a chaotic scene early Tuesday morning.
This was a semi-tractor that was intentionally rammed at a group of individuals.
It escalated from an alleged fight inside Emperor's Gentlemen's Club on East Adamo Drive.
After an altercation at the club, a 25-year-old white male subject exited the club. Got into a vehicle.
Tampa police say that man lied in wait for that person he got into a fight with to leave the club.
When that person exited the club, he accelerated his vehicle toward a group of people.
And you know what he did after that.
Tore
those asses up.
Tore those asses up. Don't crash out this weekend,
folks. Oh, my damn.
Please, don't be like that guy right there.
All right, he went in there with sheer confidence.
Yeah, he did.
R.I.P. to the great Beat King. You will be missed, bro.
Oh my gosh. This is LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Freestyle Friday. I have a lot of music selections that I want to clear out of my folder. So please allow me to do so, if you will. But first, it is a payday Friday.
Yes, sir.
And like I always do, let's get the grooves.
See, the hood's been good to me. Ever real since I was on the working street. But now I'm the big G. The girls see I've got the money. $100 bills, y'all.
If you were from where I'm from, you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4.
Don't spend all your money at the same place, people.
That's awesome.
Be smart with it, all right?
Be smart with it.
Be smart with it. I have a Tolo that sent me a, maybe this is like 2 weeks ago. I'm just not getting to it. Tolo sent an AI G-Bag Nation song.
Oh. Ooh.
You guys want to hear that?
Yeah.
Love to, yeah.
Let's see here. Hold on. Let me catch that vibe.
Hey, 91. Hey,
91. All right, here we go.
It's the G-Bag Nation, turn the dial, feel the vibration. 105.33, they the fan sensation. Gavin Dawson, the devil's advocate with the smooth talk. Girl, Dale, Dan, repping, he's the king of the block. Brian Broad is crusty, the football professor. Elder statesman with a ball head, nothing lesser. Scout not sharp, and he likes to cook. Breaking down plays, man, just take a look. It's the G-Bag Nation, repping Dallas to the core. Cowboys and Rangers always bringing more. With humor and insight, we keep it alive. G-Bag Nation is the ultimate ride. Zach Wolf, Chuck, really bully, funny as hell. Biggest Cowboys fans, yeah, you can tell. Like your favorite little brother, always got your back. Bringing energy and laughter, never off track. Follow ADHD in the mix. One-liners, topic hoppers, always getting his fix. Yang to the yang, him and Zach the perfect pair. With Eric's fire, there's never a dull affair. It's the G-Bag Nation, repping Dallas to the core. Cowboys and Rangers, always bringing more. With humor and insight, we keep it alive. G-Bag Nation is the ultimate bride. Lucius Alexander, smooth bass voice supreme. Super producer, keeping the ship on a dream. CBD, oil lubricated, coolest cat on air. Connected to the culture, got that flair. G-Bag Nation, putting other shows to shame. Humor, sports, insights, they bring it all day. Tune into the nation, it's the Dallas way. It's the G-Bag Nation, right, rapping Dallas right, with the right,
wow.
That was incredible.
Nah, that was pretty cool, man. That was
that
pretty
was
cool.
Really
How's he
cool.
know I got ADHD? I mean, damn.
Yeah. How do they know, Eric? LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Freestyle Friday. Y'all be careful out there. Enjoy your weekend. DeSoto, stand up.
Yes.
DeSoto's very own Byron Murphy II.
Dude.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Played at UT as well.
Uh-huh.
Now is playing for the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks had a rookie talent show. You know how they always do that in the NFL, rookie talent
Sing
show.
For your meal.
Yeah. Byron Murphy participated, folks. I'll let you hear a little bit of that Byron Murphy freestyling.
I loved it. Let's go.
All black tinted up, came with red key. Yeah. Shout out to the team. Yeah. Ripping blue and green. Yeah. Shout out to the bros, Leo, Hank, and Jay Reed. Yeah. Shout out to the team. Yeah. Y'all know who it be. Yeah. 21 years old, money tall like Al Mean. Yeah. I'm a king, and I'm a dumb. Now I swear to God, man, I do this for this fun. Yeah. From the 214, yeah. You already know. Yeah. Boys on go, yeah. All these boys drove.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
He good sounds deal. Like every cat that I've ever rode with on the way home from the club when they start freestyling.
Yeah.
Dude, hotboxing in the car, start freestyling. Like, yeah. Come on, Phil.
Yeah.
Let's see what else I got for you boys on the music side of the game. How about really we already played one AI song? How about this one? You guys heard that AI Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Singing the Crossroads?
No, I have not.
Now, I want you to hear this. So you make sure you put your hands on your little headphones there so you can hear it off there. Because I know it's pretty loud. Listen to this. I don't know if this is AI or somebody doing a Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. I believe it's AI, but it's damn funny.
Hey, what are you gonna do when it ain't nowhere to run? When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you. What are you gonna do when it ain't nowhere to hide? When judgment comes for you, cause it's gonna... I'm looking at my pride. Can't complain. There's an opportunity for me to say I please stay purposely. Stop it up, please, but don't put that bleed. Let it be blabba, glide, play, cook, play. Who's labo, stable, blabba, the black, blabba, the black.
When judgment comes for you, those are my cookies.
That is so good.
Grind, bang, bang.
Hello.
I should have put the party. Please, this is some pretty Charlie. And the booth is last, buddy. And they're gonna miss everybody.
It's hilarious, bro. Yeah, check that out. You can Google that. Arnold Schwarzenegger sings Bone Thugs in Harmony. It's so funny. It's about 2 minutes long. All right, y'all. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Hopefully, I'll be back on Monday. Lord willing. That's my time. My name is Lucius. I holla.
Thank you very much, L.A. Lucius Alexander. Solid every work. Day, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, let's go around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats. A big day for the young family. Max Scherzer on the new pitcher limit and a record breaker when it comes to the pitch clock era. That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.